So this is something that went too far.
But does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine who are on the front lines dying to save their freedom and their two genders, if that's what you're worried about?
Can I please finish my points? I'm sorry that it makes you nervous. I'm really sorry for that.
It makes me nervous. It makes me
But seriously, can we let Peter finish, please?
I have to.
I can't lie to you all. I love moments like this. I want to show you the moment that former Secretary Hillary Clinton made a right-wing stooge look like an absolute fool on the global stage in Munich, Germany. You guys know that I am a sucker for debates. I love to do debates on CNN or Jubilee or wherever I can to make right-wingers look dumb, and it makes me so happy when I see this happening at the top levels of our government. I feel like for the past decade or so, ever since Obama left US politics and wasn't the president, a lot of Democratic politicians haven't been out there assertively and firmly working towards our own vision for this country. Yes, we react to Trump and we talk a lot about Trump, but seeing former Secretary Hillary Clinton out there in Munich, Germany, explaining the importance of democracy, explaining the importance of human dignity and human rights on the global stage, talking about how Putin is a dictator, Trump is a wannabe dictator, and countries around the world have emboldened this type of right-wing populism to rise. It is so nice having somebody advocate for this on the global stage, even if Hillary Clinton is imperfect in a lot of your eyes. Every single time I mention or bring up Hillary in a video, the commenters are divided. Some people think she's a brilliant public servant who is very well-spoken, and some people take a more negative view on her. They think that she's some sort of evil operator. I genuinely think Hillary Clinton is very, very savvy on policy, very brilliant, and just has spent so long in the political system that she's sort of become the face of a system that has failed so many of Americans. So I understand if you don't quite like her, but just watch this interaction right here where she's talking about Ukraine. So just to run you through, she's talking about how Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are very intentionally profiting off of the tragedy in Ukraine, how every single day Donald Trump and Putin are trying to extract money from the Ukrainians as they're being invaded. Then some right-wing stooge, and this guy is just an absolute freak. He's a politician from the Czech Republic. He's one of their foreign ministers, and he's a part of a party called Motorists for Themselves. The Motorists for Themselves party is a right-wing political party in Czech Republic made solely to represent motorists' interests by primarily focusing on issues of car ownership because they don't like bike riders. What's going on in the Czech Republic? Why are there political parties based off of motorists? Can someone explain this to me? I gotta do some research after this video, but either way, let's watch Hillary Clinton just beat down the leader of Motorists for Themselves, who also happens to be the foreign minister of the Czech Republic. Drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate these types of videos, and let's check out this interaction. It starts with Ukraine, then the Czech leader goes, oh, why don't you like Trump? We can tell that you don't like Trump. And Hillary Clinton goes, dude, it doesn't matter if I like him or I don't. I obviously don't like him because he's hurting our country. And then the far right leader tries to bring up two genders, like, oh, it's because you think there's more than two genders. And Hillary's like, dude, I don't care how many genders there are. I just want the people of Ukraine to be free. Let me play this for you.
The Trump administration's position toward Ukraine is disgraceful. I think the effort to force Ukraine into a surrender deal with Putin is shameful. I think the effort that Putin and Trump are making to profit off the misery and death of the Ukrainian people is a historic error. And corrupt to the nth degree. And so I believe Ukraine is fighting for our democracy and our values of freedom and civilization on the front lines, losing thousands of people and having their country destroyed by one man's mania to control them.
Very well said. We need people like this on the global stage just telling it how it is. I'm so sick of Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, RFK Jr., and J.D. Vance representing us at these events. I'm so sick of Scott Bessent and Caroline Leavitt being out there. We need pro-democracy warriors. Hillary Clinton just said the truth, and for that, the right-winger next to her gets very angry.
And I think Trump either doesn't understand or could care less about that suffering. So that's what I think.
And so do you think he has destroyed the West, to go to our title?
He has betrayed the West. He's betrayed human values. He's betrayed the NATO Charter, the Atlantic Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. A lot of what has been done before to try to make sense of how difficult it is to restrain people who want unaccountable power. And none of us in this room, including all of us on this panel, would choose to live under a regime that was so unaccountable that it could act with impunity the way that Putin does, except that's who Trump is modeling himself
after. I don't think we would be having this debate under that kind of regime, for sure. We will come back, I suspect, to the conservatism and liberalism clash within the West, but thank you for that. Peter, do you agree that the Trump administration's actions on Ukraine have produced a rift in the West?
This is where the right-winger starts to get a little bit sassy and goes, well, I can tell she doesn't like Trump.
Well, first, I think you really don't like him.
You know, that is absolutely true. But I really, not only do I not like him, I don't like him because of what he's doing to the United States and the world. And I think you should take a hard look at it if you think that there is something good that will come out of it.
What I think Trump is doing in America, I think it is reaction for something that, for some policies that really went too far. Too far from the regular people, too far from reality. So, you know, we saw the cancel culture. We saw the woke revolution. I don't agree with the gender revolution, the climate alarmism.
Which gender? Women having their rights?
Peter, go on.
I think there are two genders. So.
Are we serious here? Okay, wait. I'm gonna let it go on in just 1 second. But think about this. The United States has had clowns representing us on the global stage for the past year and change, right? We've had Trump going out there. We've had Stephen Miller and Caroline Leavitt. We've been represented by clowns who sound like this guy, whose primary issue is there are just two genders. I only care about how many genders there are. And when you put this person on stage next to somebody like Hillary Clinton, who isn't perfect, I'm not saying she's perfect. I think AOC gave an amazing performance as well, and I'm a huge fan of AOC. So don't accuse me of being some shill for the Clintons or whatever. I'm just saying, when you put Hillary Clinton on stage and she's able to talk about pro-democracy values, and next to her is some right-wing stooge who can only stutter and yammer about how many genders there are, it really makes the right-wingers look dumb. It really makes the right-wingers look like idiots who don't care about the actual issues. There are so many humans having their rights stripped away in both Ukraine and in Gaza and in the Middle East and in places across the world, and you're just focused on two genders? I mean, dude, Vladimir Putin is kind of a close threat to you guys. He's closer of a threat to you guys than he is to us, and you guys should be caring about him.
Peter, go on.
I think there are two genders,
some of us think
that there is more than one or more than two. Sorry, more than two gender. I think there is male and female, and the rest probably is a social construct. So this is something that went too far.
But does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine who are on the front lines? Dying to save their freedom and their two genders, okay. If that's what you're worried about?
Can I please finish my points? I'm sorry that it makes you nervous. I'm really sorry for that.
It makes me nervous. It makes me
But seriously, can we let Peter finish, please?
I have to say one more thing. You said that Ukraine fights for our future and for our freedom.
Yes.
I think first, Ukraine fights for Ukraine's future, Ukraine's freedom, and Ukraine's sovereignty and independence.
How can this dumbass not understand the secondary effects of Ukraine losing their borders and losing their democracy? Yes, first and foremost, when Ukrainians wake up every single morning, they're thinking of their own country and their own sovereignty, sure. But when we're like looking at this from a global perspective, and we're looking at the United States and Europe funding Ukraine to stop Vladimir Putin and to save their democracy, yes, it is a much, much larger issue than just the borders of Ukraine. And it's not because we're taking advantage of Ukraine, it's because Vladimir Putin has ambitions to take over all of Eastern Europe. If Vladimir Putin had it his way, every single country in Europe would be under Russian rule, the Russian Federation, the Russian regime. So it is very important that Ukraine stands tall. It is very important that we are all fighting back against Russia. It is important for you and for us. This entire interaction pisses me off so much because this right-wing leader of the Motorist for Themselves party, remember, this guy leads like the Motorist party or whatever the hell, this right-wing leader of this party tries to brush off what Hillary Clinton's saying as her being nervous. He's trying to imply that she's getting nervous because he's telling the truth about there being two genders. But that's not what's happening in this interaction. Hillary Clinton is becoming frustrated because she's the only one on stage trying to talk about the sovereignty of Ukraine, an actual, real, legitimate issue. She's the only one on stage trying to highlight the situation that we're all in, and they're more focused on how many genders there are. He is more focused on taking a swipe at Hillary Clinton. And I think Hillary, she gives the perfect response here because she doesn't bite into the two gender thing. She doesn't go into a gender debate. She intentionally and cleverly weaves in his talking points to a stronger point. She goes, hey, don't say that I'm nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm just angry that you can't actually give attention to Ukraine, their fight, and the two genders that they have on the front lines, which I think is a really clever weave in there. She's like, listen, if you care about two genders, what about the Ukrainians whose lives are on the line? They have genders.
Ukraine's future, Ukraine's freedom, and Ukraine's sovereignty and independence. So we should help them, of course, but what I see on some people in the West, they are trying to misuse help the Ukraine. But that's another question. I don't know if Trump's administration is helping the Ukraine to stop the war. I believe that there is such an approach. I don't see any other strong geopolitical player who would be able to force Russia to stop killing the Ukraine people and stop destroying their country.
It's not that one geopolitical player can do it on their own. It's that through the leadership of a country like the United States, whether we like it or not, the United States is seen as a beacon of leadership on the global stage, or at least it was. If a country like the United States put their foot down and said, we are going to take a hard stance on Ukraine, we are going to take a hard stance on Russia, rather, what we're going to do is cut off all trade with Russia, its peripheral countries, all secondary trade, all tertiary trade with Russia. We are going to isolate it so much on the world stage that it is going to become a shithole of a country. We are going to make sure that we arm Ukraine to the teeth, send everything we can over there, and we are going to inflict maximum military and economic damage on Russia through Ukraine. Then Vladimir Putin gets slapped in the face and is like, whoa, I didn't realize that was going to happen. I'm going to back off. Right now, what we're doing is like throwing marshmallows at him while also rolling out the red carpet and Trump is kissing his feet.
Destroying their country. I don't see maybe China, but China makes nothing. I don't know if Trump is forcing Russia in the way that they will stop the war. I don't know. I only see that the only Americans right at the moment can make it. I see the dialogue.
Do you think Europe could put more pressure on Russia, for example?
Either way, just to end this off, I am absolutely sick of the Democratic Party. It's not even about Democrats. I am so sick of people in the West who are pro-democracy still rolling over for authoritarianism. I'm not talking about what's happening on screen. I just mean for the past decade, we have seen people in the United States who purport to be pro-Ukraine or pro-democracy. Like, you can take the Marco Rubios of the world or some of the NATO members, for example. There are so many NATO members who on paper say they support Ukraine, and they do. But then right when they meet with Donald Trump, they're like, oh, Mr. Trump, it's so incredibly nice to see you. Even though you've been threatening my country with invasion, I just love seeing you, Mr. Trump. The point that I'm trying to make is I really want a return to this assertive, strong form of pro-democracy liberalism where we can go out there, debate them, make them look like idiots, and stand up for Ukraine or Gaza on the global stage. If I went to some sort of debate and I were on stage at a security conference, I don't know why I would be at a security conference, or if I were at some sort of panel where I am standing up for the rights of Ukrainians, I would never in a million years let myself get talked over, made fun of, mocked. You guys know how I can operate in these debates. I oftentimes, I can assert myself. I would make sure that I'm out there going, you guys are all liars. You care more about two genders than you do about Ukrainian lives. I need to see that sort of assertiveness. And I saw that from Hillary Clinton. She put on a good performance, impromptu, overseas in Munich, Germany. And I respect that. Thank you all for watching this video. I'll see you in the next one. And peace out.